In the zone, he's finally on the gas, and we're racing again here in Martinsville.
The late Jackrabbit start will serve Eric Almirola well. He will surge to the lead at the exit of turn number two. They race their way down the back straightaway. Looking to tuck in line is Chandler Smith. No room to do so. He's going to have to go back after Almirola.
Oh, Smith center on into turn number three, but it won't pay off. Almirola away with the lead. Smith changed lanes. He'll go to the bottom. They're side by side for third.
Chandler Smith slides across the nose of the Justin Allgaier machine, moves Smith to second, Allgaier third, but maybe only for the moment. He's challenged up high by Jesse Lowe.
With that move for Chandler Smith as they run this lap, Chandler Smith in on points right now to the championship four. He doesn't care about points. He wants to lead this race.
No, not at all content with that. He wants a piece of Eric Almirola, and he wants it now. He looks low at the exit of turn number two, has to fall back in line, change for the number three position. Allgaier around Jesse Lowe. Lowe gets a kick in the pants now from Riley Herbst.
Herbst will send him up the racetrack. Love is able to hang on to the spot. That's fourth. You got Herbst in fifth. They're side by side for sixth.
In the sixth and seventh position, Sheldon Creed has got the bottom of the racetrack. That's the advantageous low line. He tries and succeeds in holding off the advances of Jeb Burton.
Martinsville never disappoints, Dave. And how many times have we come here and seen the majority of the field mad before we even get to halfway?
Oh, I'd say far more than half. There's no question about it. Over the years, we've heard so many drivers in pre-race say, you got to keep your temper. You can't get mad. You can't lose control of your emotions. And on lap seven, they're hacked off at somebody. God bless Martinsville Speedway.
Looking towards the back of the pack right now, Sam Mayer is wedging his way through traffic, and Cole Custer is buried back in the 27th position. He's following Shane Van Gisbergen through, and the racing is physical back there as well.
Cole Custer smart enough to know, veteran enough to know that he's not going to make up all that ground in just 5 or 10 laps. He's got to keep the nose on that race car, work the traffic, and get what he can get.
As they race here under the green flag, 44 laps to go here in stage number two. The battle for the top spot continues in front of Dave Moody.
Chandler Smith continues to work on Eric Almirola. Behind him, Jesse Lowe just returned a front bumper favor to Riley Herbst for fourth place.
They race their way down the front stretch. Lowe and Herbst side by side. Sammy Smith in the mix as well.
Riley Herbst hung out to dry in that outside lane. Jesse Lowe will sprint underneath him to take over the number four spot. Now the battle is for fifth. Herbst still on that outside lane being challenged by Sammy Smith.
Hard racing at the front of the field, hard racing at the back half of the top five. Heck, they're racing hard for back in the 30th position. Meanwhile, off turn two, the leaders go.
Leaders come off turn two to the back straightaway. Chandler Smith continues to keep the pressure on Eric Almirola, but Eric Almirola has not bobbled to open the door.
Chandler Smith has the wick turned up wide open in this ongoing battle for second. Then you drop back to Justin Allgaier in third, but the stacking up of traffic is really from fourth on back.
Seventh place right now is the first side-by-side battle. Pretty good run going on right now for Jeb Burton. He fills the hole in the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make his way to the inside on Ryan Sieg.
Sieg is there, trying to maintain that track position. Remember, Sieg, he started at the back of the field here this afternoon after unapproved adjustments on that car as we got a battle for the top spot.
Side-by-side now, coming off turn number two. Finally, Chandler Smith found some daylight, wedged his way to the bottom. He takes the lead.
And that exchange for position has allowed Justin Allgaier to close in from third. Let's renew the battle for fourth. Sammy Smith has wedged his way underneath of Jesse Lowe. Fourth place up for grabs. Three drivers fighting for it.
Jesse Lowe strung out in that outside lane, trying to fight off the challenge. Here comes Riley Herbst. He pushes the nose to the bottom. He's got some daylight on the way to turn three.
He does indeed. Herbst try to force his way to the bottom. They make contact here off turn number four. Jesse Lowe hangs on by half a car length, but Riley Herbst won't give it up as we go back to the top spot.
The lead is not decided yet. Chandler Smith made his way around the Eric Almirola machine, but Eric Almirola's right back after it.
Yeah, he won't let that go. Right now, you've got Almirola pressuring Smith for the lead. You got a great battle for fifth. You got Riley Herbst to wedge his way underneath Jesse Lowe in one.
That's been an ongoing battle, back and forth. They have not spared the rod, either one of them, in getting aggressive. To the inside, Riley Herbst. To the outside, Jesse Lowe, the battle for fifth.
It's a phenomenal battle. It's been a great race here this afternoon. The National National Debt Relief 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Mike Bagley, Chandler Smith, for the moment, will be able to get a little breathing space at the top of the leaderboard.
If you can call one car length of real estate breathing space, or breathing room, as it were. But, look out further back. Jesse Love gets the boot from Riley Herbst. Herbst will send him up the racetrack. Here comes Sheldon Creed. Creed will punch his way to the inside of Herbst, battling for fifth.
It was only a matter of time. Riley Herbst and Jesse Love have alternated fender shots at either end of the racetrack. Finally, Riley Herbst ran Jesse Love out of real estate in turn three.
There is full contact racing. It's bumper cars like you're at the county fair. Jeb Burton now looks to the inside of Sheldon Creed. He's going to move his way underneath.
Burton having a good run this afternoon here at Martinsville Speedway. That's the side-by-side battle for sixth and seventh position. Burton to the inside on Sheldon Creed.
It's fun to watch the fans here at Martinsville, because when you look down on the main straightaway, you got fans pointing to the left, you got fans pointing to the right across the racetrack. Everybody getting their money's worth, including the fans that are watching this ongoing battle between Creed and Burton on the back straightaway.
If they only jumped to their feet when they thought the wreck was about to happen, they wouldn't have sat down for about the last 15 laps. Jeb Burton gets into the side of Sheldon Creed, and they're at it again.
Yeah, they are. Here's contact at the start-finish line. Sheldon Creed will muscle his way to the bottom. Jeb Burton takes exception to the rule as he gets into his back bumper off turn number two. As everybody, for the moment, Mike, just getting after it for the lead, for fifth, for 30th out here at Martinsville.
And everybody takes a breath right now. What a chaotic stretch of this race. 31 laps to go in the second stage, and a very entertaining National Debt Relief 250.
We want to welcome to the broadcast Natalia Brown, Chief Compliance and Consumer Affairs Officer, National Debt Relief. Good afternoon. How are you today? Absolutely right. National Debt Relief, you and your entire team are putting on a whale of a race for us today. Why was it important to partner up with NASCAR and Martinsville Speedway?
Well, as you know, there's an all-time high debt in America, and NASCAR is one of the best partners we can have to get in front of people who are struggling with debt.
You think about that, and when you see the numbers behind it, I had a chance to do some research on it. One in five U.S. adults, that's approximately 52 million people, carry a personal loan or credit card balance month to month of, what, $7,500 or so. That is a number that's astronomical.
It really is, and we're just here to help people as much as we can, and just having this official partnership is our way of getting a pick through for our people out there.
Tell us a little bit about the National Debt Relief and what your program does as an option for anyone with more than $7,500 in unsecured debt.
So unsecured debt is just, you know, credit card debt, medical debt, and we help people get out of debt more quickly than they think they can, and they basically pay less than what they owe. We just want to simplify things and get people some financial stability out there.
And you say it quickly, and you're right about that. Anywhere from 12 to 48 months can be debt-free. How can people learn more about this?
Just visit nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you again so much to you and your entire team. I hope you're having a great time here at Martinsville. You, again, putting on a phenomenal race for everybody.
Amazing. It's a great race.
Thanks so very much. That is Natalia Brown, Chief Compliance and Consumer Affairs Officer, National Debt Relief.
Eric Almirola has just reclaimed the lead from Chandler Smith. He has just led his third lap of this race with Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, and Riley Herbst rounding out the top five with 26 laps to go in stage two.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
We continue under the green flag. 23 laps to go in stage two. Right now, Eric Almirola, after reclaiming the lead from Chandler Smith, has pulled away and now is catching the tail end of the field. So it's Eric Almirola, the two Smiths, Chandler in second, Sammy in third, Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, the top five, lap 98 of 250 on the board. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Martinsville, caution is flying for a problem right in front of the leader, Alex Hayden, in turn two.
Mason Maggio went for a spin over in turn number one, a long, lazy, looping spin, but Eric Almirola was about to put him a lap down, went to the outside lane. Almirola had to stand on the brakes to prevent from T-boning that race car. Close call for Eric Almirola, trying to win this race and trying to send that car into the owner's championship for next week at Phoenix.
Very close call right there. Eric Almirola, hard on the binders, was able to avoid that spinning race car. He'll keep the lead as Sammy Smith has gotten by Chandler Smith for second. Remember, Sammy Smith is in a must-win. He came into this race 95 points below the cut line. He's been able to pull something like this off before. Would this not be something if he's able to walk away with the win today and make it into the championship four?
So many potential great stories out there, but when there's one great story, there's going to be 10 others that are heartbreaking. We're down to 16 laps to go here in stage number two, and I think it's decision time for a lot of these crew chiefs down there on the pit lane, Mike. Do you bring your driver off the racetrack right now? Do you stay out there? Given the fact that we've had so many cautions today, a total of six of them, we still have 30 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of decisions that need to be made. You've got a lot of drivers that are on differing pit strategies right now, and we'll see what happens. Pit road is open. Here come Almirola, Sammy Smith, Chandler Smith. Basically, everybody at the front of the field will come in and get service. These pit stops will happen at lap 105, and everybody on the lead lap is coming down the pit lane. We begin with Chris Wilner.
Sammy Smith, who last pitted on lap number 39, said the front tires felt like they were on ice. It would not turn. They're going to free him up, especially on landing. He's down and away with four Goodyear Eagles, Sunoco Fuel. Cole Custer, last minute call to come in. Free me up, he screamed to Jonathan Toney. Four Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Justin Allgaier is in. He likes the long run speed of the car, but is not really happy with the short run. They're making a minor adjustment on it. Jesse Love, car is very, very tight, and especially getting in the corner, going to be four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chandler Smith right here in the first pit box. He's very loose. The race off pit road. Eric Almirola, Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, and Riley Herbst, your front five off pit road.
As they make their way back onto the racetrack, Ryan Sieg stayed on the speedway, and he's going to inherit the race lead.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
Ryan Sieg stayed on the track. He's the new race leader. Myatt Snyder did the same. He's now second. Brennan Poole did it. He's third. Fourth is Garrett Smithley. He, too, stayed on the racetrack. Fifth, in the running order, the first driver off the pit lane, that's Eric Almirola. 13 to go in stage number two from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Andy Ashbeck, the chief starter for the Xfinity Series today, puts the one-to-go signal in the air, and the drivers will choose what lane to restart in. Race leader Ryan Sieg will go to the bottom. Second place, Myatt Snyder will follow him down on the bottom of the racetrack. Brennan Poole will go topside, and Brennan Poole will bring Garrett Smithley along with him on the top lane.
Field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook up to date? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
So the field works their way halfway down the back straightaway. Jason Brownlow, the pace car driver, will take that black, red, and blue forward to the pit lane. Here we go. Last bit of sunshine is on the back stretch and into turn three. The giant grandstand's full of race fans creating shade here on the front side.
10 to go in stage two. Here we go. Green flag is back out, and Ryan Sieg is quickly away. Side by side behind him, they race to one.
Myatt Snyder going to the inside on the Brennan Poole automobile. They will run nose to nose off turn two into the back straightaway. A little further back, looking three wide, thinking better of it. Down to the inside, Eric Almirola already back to third.
With the fresh Goodyear Racing Eagle tires, Almirola is indeed to third. Now he sets his sights on Brennan Poole.
Eric Almirola is going to be hard to guard here. Fresher tires and a very good race car since the drop of the green flag. Again, he'll pull low to the inside. Driver's left, down to the low line, going into three. Moves Brennan Poole up the track, and he'll look for second.
Brennan Poole, though, making Eric Almirola's life very difficult. Almirola's up alongside. To the inside, he'll go wheel to wheel for second.
I don't think Brennan Poole's got quite enough to try and hold off Eric Almirola, but high marks for effort. He continues to draft with him. He'll finally pull in on his back bumper in turn three.
He's even going to give him a little tap in the back bumper and let Eric Almirola get away here on the front straightaway. Behind them, Sheldon Creed is on the move to the bottom of the racetrack.
Sheldon Creed also on those fresher tires. He's looking to the inside now on Brennan Poole. They'll run side by side down the back stretch into turn three.
Here comes Creed to the inside of Poole for third. Sammy Smith to the inside of Myatt Snyder for fifth. That leaves the lane open for Justin Allgaier, beginning to shuffle things up a bit with six laps to go in the stage.
Myatt Snyder on those older tires beginning to backpedal right now. They're going to shove him three wide at the exit of turn number two. Everybody gets through. Myatt Snyder just unwittingly playing the role of the roadblock right now.
Same further up for the number four spot. You've got Brennan Poole getting moved up the racetrack courtesy of the front bumper. bumper of Sammy Smith.
Sammy Smith will go to the bottom of the racetrack, move underneath the Brennan Pool machine. The door is now wide open. Here comes Justin Allgaier. He'll fill the hole to the bottom of the racetrack. On his back bumper, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, and a raft of others.
Wheel to wheel for fifth. Allgaier now, fender out in front under Brennan Pool. He'll grab fifth. Pool falls to sixth with a line of cars behind them.
Brennan Poole's a pretty good fighter right now, but he just doesn't have the tools to hang on in that outside lane against faster cars with fresher tires. He's hanging in there, but he's going backward.
Three laps to go now in the stage. The battle for the race lead is on. Eric Almirola to the inside of Ryan Sieg.
Sieg trying to hold him off, but he's got to move to the outside lane. Side by side, off turn two to the back straightaway. Almirola on the inside, Sieg on the outside.
Sieg trying to pinch him down at the bottom of the racetrack. He'll slide a little wide, give Almirola room to work. Two laps to go in the stage, wheel to wheel, mirroring each other for the lead at Martinsville.
Ryan Sieg had him by maybe a foot at the line last time, but Almirola is fast down low. Sieg tries to take some of his racetrack away at the exit of two, crowds him again at the entrance of turn three.
Sheldon Creed now is on the scene. Three cars for the top spot as we begin the final lap of stage number two. Sieg will cross over and get to the tire tracks of Almirola.
Almirola to the lead. Sieg looking to try and fight back on the inside, but I don't think he's got it in him. Almirola will pull away by a car length.
Here they come off the corner. The green and white checkered flag is about to wave at the start-finish line. Stage two is in the books, and the stage two win belongs to Eric Almirola. He won stage one, and now he claims the second stage. Ryan Sieg is second. Sheldon Creed is third. You got Sammy Smith fourth and Justin Allgaier fifth. Chandler Smith is sixth. Seventh is Cole Custer with Riley Herbst in eighth. William Sawalich ninth and Brennan Pool in tenth.
And that look at the top ten and who scored points in this stage was presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Eric Almirola sweeps the two stages here this afternoon. The last time Almirola swept two stages in a race was back at Richmond Raceway earlier this year. He failed to go on to win that thing. As a matter of fact, his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Chandler Smith is the one who got to victory lane that day.
We are under the seventh caution flag of the race. 40 laps have been run under caution. It's been a very eventful race so far. The sun is beginning to dip into the west and beginning to basically shade up the Martinsville Speedway. The lighting system has already been engaged, and we are ready for that transition from dusk to dark. Public service announcement, don't forget tonight, set those clocks back an hour. Daylight saving time ends, and we're able to get an extra hour of sleep tonight, get an extra hour of rest in preparation to the 500 laps that will await us tomorrow here at the Martinsville Speedway.
In the Xfinity 500 Motor Racing Network airtime, 1 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow with NASCAR Live Race Day with Mike Bagley and this entire team back with you again tomorrow for that big race. Martin Truex Jr. won the pole position earlier today in qualifying. The pit lane is going to open up this time. We'll wait and see if Eric Almirola or any other drivers opt to come in.
Almirola was last on pit road at lap 105. We're at lap 125 now. He'll wave off the opportunity. So will Ryan Sieg. The last time Ryan Sieg was on pit road, Alex, was at lap 39. He'll stay out there with basically everybody in the top 25 that's been to pit road. Ryan Sieg on much older tires. I'm surprised he didn't come in right there.
And he held on quite well in those closing laps of the stage, fighting with Eric Almirola on the fresher Goodyear Racing Eagle tires. So Ryan Sieg and that team have a pretty good strategy that they're employing right now. We're just past the halfway point in the National Debt Relief 250 here at Martinsville, 124 to go. While we have a second, we want to pass along our well wishes and wish we could all be there to support our brother, Jeff Striegel, who is one of the regular anchors here at the Motor Racing Network. He is being inducted tonight into the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame, a well-deserved honor, and it's not just for being a great guy.
No, it is because of what he's done in motorsports in the state of Michigan as a race car driver, as a race car owner, as a track promoter and general manager, a broadcaster. Jeff has done a lot in his motorsports career, and it's good to see that he's going to be recognized tonight and receive the accolades of everyone in attendance as he will be enshrined into the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame.
That's a big honor. It really is. And as humble of a guy as he is, when he notified us that he had gotten this honor, he said, no, I'm still going to go to Martinsville and do my job. But everybody had to talk him into it. I said, no, you need to be there. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so be there and absolutely the right move. His entire family will be there to help him, and I wish we could all be there to support him as well. But we got business to tend to here before Jeff comes back next week at Phoenix for Championship Weekend and what will be his final race with us on the Motor Racing Network as he's decided to hang up the headset once the season ends.
And speaking of tending to business, our broadcast booth is positioned at the start-finish line here at the Martinsville Speedway. You can tell when the caution flag comes out because that's when business picks up at the hot dog stand that sits right behind pit wall in the infield. Under green, there may be an errant fan, a team member or two, but when the caution comes out, they're about eight or nine deep, two lanes wide. Everybody just trying to get a Martinsville hot dog in the gullet before we go back under the green flag. I had one earlier today. It's been decades since I've had one, and they've not changed at all. The recipe is still the same.
I'll take your word for it. We can tell you, Postman, I know you were down there at the hot dog stand a little earlier before they decided to put the caution flag in the air. The hot dogs here at Martinsville Speedway, they're a must. They're a staple for the overwhelming majority of the folks here.
They are iconic. First and foremost, $2. $2, you get one all the way. That means chili. That means a little bit of mustard. That means some onion on them, and they are delicious. That's for sure. $2. I've always said Martinsville hot dogs are great, but the best part about Martinsville hot dogs, they're served with a side order of great short track racing, and that's what it is here. You can't get a Martinsville hot dog anywhere else, and you can't see this kind of racing anywhere else. The combination of the two is outstanding, and yes, the one that I just finished was outstanding.
We have just gotten the one-to-go signal and an update. We talked about Denny Hamlin wrecking in practice earlier. Alex, It looks like they have put that race car back together, and they're pushing it through technical inspection in the infield right now.
Yeah, they have. New fenders on it, new quarter panels, new decals. You wouldn't know that car was wrinkled up across the entire back end of that Toyota. So a long afternoon for that race team, but they're doing what they have to do.
Field is coming to the Geico restart zone. It'll be 120 laps remaining. Green flag flies, and Eric Almirola is gone. They're already three wide for third as they jostle things up back to the corner.
Eric Almirola kisses Sheldon Creed goodbye at the drop of the green flag. He is long gone with the lead. Creed will slide in line in the second spot. Ryan Sieg hangs on to third. To the inside, Justin Allgaier.
Ryan Sieg in third hangs on to the position on 66 lap older tires than those racing around him.
Justin Allgaier slides through on the bottom. He'll take over the number four spot. Sammy Smith now rim riding that high groove, not by his choice. Here comes Cole Custer from the back of the pack. He's back in the top five.
Cole will wedge his way to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll go to fifth. Smith, that's Sammy, falls to sixth with another Smith in Chandler in seventh.
Yeah, Sammy had to slam the door on Chandler. Chandler Smith looking to poke the nose to the inside. Could not get it done. Top 10 goes single file for the moment. Custer looking low on Allgaier. Can't find any room.
Oh, Allgaier slammed the door in his face in the midpoint of turns three and four. Tries to run away now, but Cole Custer will not let him get too far gone.
Boy, he is working hard.
Trouble
on the back
behind them. William Sawalich gets turned around. He'll go sliding up the racetrack, backs it into the safer barrier in turn number one, and that'll put us under the caution flag now for the eighth time here today.
Trouble for William Sawalich. He's able to drive away, but the back end of that Toyota Supra is all crunched up. He ran the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race last night for Tricon Garage. He's running it today in the Xfinity Series for Joe Gibbs Racing. Chris, there's a lot of damage on the back end of that race car.
Oh, there certainly is, and I don't even know where to begin. I know a lot of it significantly on the rear end of the racetrack. They told him to stay out here just for a minute as the crew begins to diagnose what exactly is the game plan to fix it. But you mentioned it, of course, making the start today for JGR, and he will go full-time with this team beginning in 2025, so getting valuable experience. But I even had talked to William. He said the short tracks in the Xfinity car and the truck has been a real weakness he wanted to work on, but of course now this has all gone awry. He was running well inside the top 15. They thought they may be able to make it to the end, but of course now he's on pit road. They've already got Goodyear tires ready to go. The crew's going to assess the damage, but it'll be a lengthy pit stop as William brings that Toyota down the pit lane to the attention of his crew, and of course they will go to work on that rear end.
That driver spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
If you're wondering the amount of the most cautions we've had in an Xfinity Series race here at Martinsville, we're up to 8 right now. The most that we've had, 19, back in July of 2006. Let's hope that we don't go to that extreme tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. We don't need that, and I don't think these drivers need that either. They're already mad enough, quite a few of them are. As the pit lane is open, playoff contender Jesse Love has made his way to pit road. Jesse, at 30 miles per hour, has a long way to go all the way down to his pit box where Steve Post is patiently awaiting.
Yeah, and Jesse Love is one of those drivers that's in a must-win situation here. He's 35 points. He entered the race 35 points below the cut line. The car's just not been all that good, and what they're fighting is it's loose down into the corner. That means the rear end wants to step out. He gets about the one-third mark, and then the car tightens up. That means the nose wants to slide up. And then he's loose up off from the corner again, and he can't put the gas pedal down. So Danny Stockman, the crew chief, said, we are not winning with this race car the way it is, and they're in a must-win situation. So they're in now, and actually they're taking some extra time on the right side of the car, just taking a look at it to see. Not sure exactly what is going on the right side of the car. It's not routine pit work here, but they're up under the right front, and now they're able to roll back onto the speedway. But Jesse Love's car is not a winning car, and he needs to win this race today. That is why they did the pit stop here. 1:13 to go. This is right at the fuel window, but this is more of a call to fix an ill-handling race car than any fuel strategy.
Well, let's update the playoff leaderboard for you, because at the end of this race tonight, the bottom four will be eliminated. The top four will advance to the championship race at Phoenix next weekend. Austin Hill and AJ Allmendinger are already on to Phoenix. They've got two of those spots, so two up for grabs. Right now, Justin Allgaier is in by 40. Cole Custer is in by 31. Chandler Smith out by 31. It is Sam Mayer out by 65. And with that pit stop that Jesse Love just made, he's out by 69. Sammy Smith out by 99. So as we get deeper into this race, the guys that we mentioned in Sammy Smith and Jesse Love and Sam Mayer, they are in must-win situations if they want to race for a title next week in Phoenix.
Mathematically, Chandler Smith can still get in on points, but he's going to need a misfortune to strike either Justin Allgaier or Cole Custer. Both of those drivers and their cars have been fairly rock solid today. We still, however, have 112 laps of racing still to go here at Martinsville.
And indeed, we do, and we expect a lot more of, physical racing, as it were, here at Martinsville. We've seen our share of it so far today. Everybody right now has gotten a chance to collect themselves and catch a breath or so to perhaps maybe readjust themselves in the seat. And we'll see this intensity pick back up in just a moment as the field is getting ready for a restart. One to go signal being given at the start-finish line right now. Eric Almirola will restart down low. Sheldon Creed goes topside. Ryan Sieg in third, down to the bottom. Justin Allgaier topside. Basically on and off alternating starting positions inside and out with Eric Almirola selecting the inside line.
It's been a wildly entertaining race here to this point with so much contact. From the drop of the green flag on, Ty Domi or Bob Probert would be happy about the way this race is going on. That's a hockey reference for those that don't know. As we get set to go back under the green flag with 111 laps to go, there'll be 110 to go next time by. I can't wait to see how much contact we're going to have from here on out.
Let's just hope they don't drop the gloves and the sticks and go at it. We've seen that in Martinsville before. Let's hope cooler heads prevail. Pace car is on the pit lane. Field is coming to the Geico restart zone. 110 laps to go in this one this afternoon. They come through that restart zone. Green flag back up. Eric Almirola does not get away. Matter of fact, Sheldon Creed's going to run him hard from the outside in two.
Side by side, inches apart off the banking in turn two to the back straightaway. Almirola on the inside. Sheldon Creed on the outside. Ryan Sieg and Justin Allgaier.
Still side by side for the top spot. As a matter of fact, side by side for the better part of the field. They come back across the line. Eric Almirola looked like he backed up a bit to give the lead to Creed.
And that gives Sheldon Creed a good run off the top of turn two. Sheldon Creed to the lead. He'll drop down to the low line. Almirola second. Still side by side for third.
Ryan Sieg has moved Justin Allgaier to the outside lane. Allgaier's got to find a place in line. But here comes Custer looking to the inside of Sieg as Allgaier makes the pass around the outside.
Cole Custer makes the pass to the inside. Sieg gets squeezed back from third place all the way to fifth. His problems aren't over yet. He's got company to the left elbow from Chandler Smith.
Jeb Burton is right there as well to the inside of the racetrack, trying to get up there just to prevent Ryan Sieg from being able to get back to the bottom of the racetrack.
Side-by-side battle is for fifth. Ryan Sieg just hanging on for dear life with those older tires, trying to fend off the advances of Chandler Smith, and now Jeb Burton.
He's gotten wedged to the outside. Smith will make the move down low. That's Chandler. Jeb Burton trying to get there. Oh, Sieg does the crossover, sliding across the bow of Jeb Burton.
Man, he had about a sheet of paper and then some to find his way into the low group, but a good maneuver got him back into that low line. Here's the challenge now for third place. Cole Custer to the inside on Allgaier.
That's a Ford to the inside of a Chevrolet for the number three spot on the racetrack. Right now, Allgaier hangs on to it. Two veterans giving each other plenty of racing room.
Side by side off turn number two. Custer by a nose, by a door, by a car length. Allgaier will slide back in line. Move Cole Custer to third.
Drop Allgaier back to fourth. Chandler Smith rounds out the top five. You've got Ryan Sieg, who's fallen in line in sixth. And now Jeb Burton's hands are full with Riley Herbst and Sam Mayer.
Jeb Burton's been a threat in the top 10 for most of the night. That's where the log jam is right now. Riley Herbst powers to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll move under Jeb Burton. Now he's going to take Sam Mayer along.
That's a good hard race there. Further up, the battle for the race lead is on. Here goes Eric Almirola.
Almirola to the inside on Chandler Smith. They're going to go side by side to the back straightaway now. Smith by about a half a car length, trying to shut the door on entry to three.
Here he comes. That is Sheldon Creed racing for the lead. Eric Almirola running in second. Private battle. They pulled away now over a second from third place running Cole Custer.
Door to door all the way around. The half half-mile paperclip of Martinsville Speedway. Eric Almirola on the inside. Sheldon Creed on the outside. Nobody able to get the advantage.
These are team cars from the Joe Gibbs Racing Stables. Almirola and that number 20 machine trying to get to the championship four for the owner's title. Meanwhile, Sheldon Creed trying to get his first career win.
And Cole Custer riding about seven car lengths back, salivating the longer they run side by side. Creed now will get the advantage. He takes the lead into three, but he drifts high and opens the door.
Eric Almirola is going to stick his nose to the inside there. Has to back away for a moment. He'll recoil and try again in one.
Here they come into turn number one. The battle continues. Hot and heavy for the number one spot. Eric Almirola down low. Sheldon Creed letting it ride on the outside.
Good race for the top spot. If you're a Bubba Pollard fan, he is well off the pace, trying to get back around perhaps to pit lane. Meanwhile, you can't take your eyes off the battle for the race lead.
It continues hot and heavy all the way through one and two. They've been door to door for about the last six or seven laps. It's Creed by half a car length, but he cannot finish off Almirola.
Cole Custer's got the best seat in the house for this one. He's about five car lengths behind it as they continue to fight it out for the lead. Creed gets the advantage. He doesn't give the inside line a shutoff. He'll slide up the racetrack and give Almirola the good look down low.
He had a chance to slide down across the nose. He's got another chance here in three. This time he'll make it happen, but again he drifts high in four.
And he keeps his foot planted. Drag racing down the front stretch at Martinsville. Two Toyota Super GRs racing for the top spot.
Eric Almirola hugging the bottom of the racetrack. Sheldon Creed freewheeling it in the outside lane. And the longer they battle, the closer Cole Custer gets.
Almirola takes Creed at the racetrack and it'll get him the lead, although Creed stands in the gas. He's trying to stay there. Contact at the start-finish line, racing for the lead with 96 to go.
They are not exactly writing a primer for how to race your teammate. It's been largely clean, but it has been fierce. Nobody able to give it up. Finally, Almirola's got it by a car length.
Yeah, deja vu all over again for Sheldon Creed at this very race 1 year ago, then driving for Richard Childress Racing. Oh, he goes way up the racetrack to Sheldon Creed, has to correct the race car, gets it pointed in the right direction, but Cole Custer is there.
Custer down to the inside will challenge Creed for the number two spot. Sheldon doesn't seem to be struggling badly in three and four. He may have just missed his mark in one.
Creed will hang on to second. Custer right there with him in third as Almirola pulls away by 1.2 seconds.
Sheldon Creed trying to rally the horses here. He fights back on the outside of Cole Custer. He regains that number two spot. Custer back in line in third.
All the while, 93 laps remain. It's Eric Almirola showing the way. Sheldon Creed second, Cole Custer third, Chandler Smith is fourth, and Justin Allgaier is fifth.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Hey race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
While we enjoy the racing here at Martinsville Speedway, there are still thousands of people remaining affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton, and they're still in need of our help right now. Your donation enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-733-2767 to make a financial donation or to schedule a blood donation appointment. Individuals can also text the word Helene to 90999 to make a donation.
89 laps remain in Martinsville, and Eric Almirola's lead is 2.2 seconds over Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith and Justin Allgaier from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAI and Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, Eric Almirola continues to lead after a very spirited battle with Sheldon Creed a few moments ago. The battle behind Eric has settled down, except for one that's starting to flare up, Alex, between Justin Allgaier and Riley Herbst, with Riley basically wedging his way to the inside of Justin.
They made contact in turn two. Here off turn four, they make contact again. Justin Allgaier will get away. Riley Herbst does not give up the fight.
That cannot be to the liking of Justin Allgaier. For most of the afternoon, he's done exactly what he needs to do, thinking big picture, finding himself a spot on the racetrack where he could stay out of trouble and keeping his car clean. But Riley Herbst has got a different idea.
Riley Herbst has not been bashful about using the fender today, but he's done it respectfully, Alex. He's not gone in there like a bull in a china shop. He has been very methodical about applying the bumper, moving people, but just not turning that front bumper into a battering ram.
There's a fine line of being selfish and trying to take every spot you can and understanding the sportsmanship side of things with what's on the line for Justin Allgaier. You don't want to be that guy that ruined somebody's playoff opportunity just because you're trying to take over the number five spot in the final 80 laps of a race.
However, I could understand if a little road rage was developing for Riley Herbst, because he's been trying to get by Justin Allgaier lap after lap after lap, and Dave, I could see where that would cause the temperature to rise of one Riley Herbst.
No doubt about it, but the Gator's really not doing anything wrong at all. He's actually come up off the bottom of the racetrack. He's giving Riley Herbst the bottom. Riley just can't generate enough speed down there to make the pass.
As we stay with 79 laps to go in this thing, Chris Wilner, Bubba Pollard brought his car to the pit lane, and right now looks like they're beginning to push that car behind the wall.
Yeah, unfortunately for short track fans, Bubba Pollard out of this race. It initially thought the motor started missing. As you guys documented, he came down pit road really slow. They thought the voltage was fine, so the battery, that was ruled out, and then later it was the ignition box that had failed, so they changed it, thought that was going to be it, and then now that's cycled into more problems. So Bubba Pollard, who said, "I just felt like I was starting to get the hang of it," although he was mired back in the field, now done this afternoon.
He's tried this NASCAR Xfinity Series racing a couple times, and one day he's going to get that opportunity to race for the lead and the win, and I'm looking forward to that day. That's a very talented, well-decorated short track racer, and one of these days he's going to be up front, and he's going to be the one that's going to be racing either for a grandfather clock or a trip into Mobile One victory lane across the NASCAR schedule.
Trouble in turn number three. Punted is Preston Pardis. He goes around as some of the slower cars back in the pack battled for real estate. Preston Pardis spins it around, keeps it off the fence.
For the ninth time today, the caution flag is flying at Martinsville Speedway for the problem in turn three for Preston Pardis. He's refired the race car. That puts us under the caution now with 76 laps to go.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Drivers, start your engine!
NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jeffy Lowe.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central. Take a seat and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, pit lane is open. Steve Post.
Justin Allgaier is good and not great. Going to make one more crack on it as Jim Pullman, the crew chief. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chandler Smith is in, getting pit service here. He's in the very first pit box. Still just cannot get on the throttle. The race off pit road. Eric Almirola wins it. Looks like Cole Custer and Sheldon Creed go side by side. Creed, I think, got the spot. Like Justin Allgaier goes out fourth, and Riley Herbst goes out fifth. Chris Wilner.
Yeah, for Cole Custer, he said, I'm a two loose, and then was upset and said, tell the 18 of Sheldon Creed I have to win. I don't know why he's sticking his hand out the window. They made a slight air pressure adjustment for Goodyear Eagle Sunoco Fuel. For Sammy Smith, boy, he's having to do some clawing and digging here late in this race. Said, I'm too tight to drive through the field. They made an adjustment on the chassis as well. It's for Goodyear Eagles, fresh tires, and Sunoco Fuel. Anthony Alfredo also in on my end as well. Should be, end quote, should be the scheduled stop of this race, final scheduled stop of this race, but as you guys know, this is Martinsville. It's Saturday night. It's a cutoff race. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, for the second time today, a Sieg has stayed onto the racetrack and will take the lead on old tires. We're talking about Kyle Sieg this time through. He will keep that RSS racing machine on the racetrack. He will inherit the lead with Eric Almirola coming out right behind him off pit road. He'll be the number one car off the pit lane. Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, and Riley Herbst, the top five off the pit lane that will restart second through sixth. So, oh, bad news. Just getting a word here that Sheldon Creed is having to serve a penalty under this caution flag.
Yeah, busted for speeding on the pit lane. So Sheldon Creed, by rule, will have to go to the tail end of the longest line. He will give up his opportunity to choose what lane to restart in and have given up a ton of track position.
So one question before we go back under the green here in a couple of laps. Chris Wilner, I'll throw this out to you. We've just seen the field on pit road. When we get the green, we'll be under 70 laps to go. Has everybody used all their tires, and is that the last time we'll see tires put on these cars?
Well, Mike, to answer your first question, yes. Everybody that had come down this time has no more sticker sets left. They have now come down three times. All three sets of stickers Goodyear allowed them for this race have been used. So you do still have a scuff set if you have or want to run it, the first set that was run in qualifying. But again, I don't think now tires are going to be the key. Now it's just how you manage them on the racetrack. The pit crew's done their job. We even saw some high fives from the Cole Custer team, but right now it's all in the driver's hands with these final 77 laps.
So Steve Post, from your end of the pit lane, are the crews done for today's race?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we may have somebody come in if the handling is just not going to win the race. But we've seen Danny Stockman do this with Jesse Love all day long. They just can't get the handle on the cars. Ryan Sieg does have a set of tires. Remember, he stayed out, but I'm not sure what good they're going to do if you have to restart back in the 30th spot if you take them. So I think in general, the pit crews are pretty much done down here, button up operations, but we'll just have to see if someone needs to come down for damage repair or if they need to make some adjustments on the car. But new tires, that's not really an option with the exception of Ryan Sieg.
As Sheldon Creed falls to the tail end of the field, we get the one-to-go signal. Drivers choosing what lane to restart in. Take a quick look at the Championship Four right now. Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer both are in as we sit on points. Their biggest threat is a non-top four driver in the playoffs, meaning one of those four other drivers below the cut line. If they come up and win the race, then that will knock one of them out. Right now, their biggest threat is being scored in the fifth spot behind both drivers, and that's Chandler Smith.
Right now, he is out by 32. The only way he can run for a championship is if he wins this race. He is starting on the inside of the third row. We're coming to the green. 68 laps to go as the leaders enter the Geico restart zone.
Putting the green flag back in the air from Andy Ashbeck's right hand, and here we go. Riley Herbst did not get a good start on the outside lane. Cole Custer in front of him tries to stay with Almirola.
Cole Custer to the outside of Eric Almirola, not going to be able to run with him down the back straightaway. He'll duck back in line across the nose of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier hits a bump from Chandler Smith. It gets pushed into Cole Custer. We've got another car around in turn number three. Cuts the smoking 360, and Dawson Cram is long gone.
And Dawson Cram will put us under the caution for the 10th time this afternoon in Martinsville. Dave, we've seen this happen time and time again on these restarts. A lot of disagreements over track position.
That one, I think, was one of those chain reaction deals, Mike, where one guy gets hit from behind. It pushes him into the next guy a little harder. That guy goes into the next guy a little harder. And then poor old Dawson Cram gets turned around. I think you can hear in the background, he just burned up the rev chip getting that car spun around and back underway.
Yeah, that's an indication that he is not at all thrilled right now with the turn of events that's turned his race from decent to bad here in the closing 66 laps. I think he's going to be one of only a handful of drivers, Mike, that are about to get even more mad. You just get that sense that's where we're headed with this race.
The pot on the stove is at a simmer. By the time we get towards the end, it'll be a rolling boil. And then at the very end of this race, it's going to be splattered all over the stove and the counter and the floor. That's how these Martinsville races go. We saw it happen a year ago.
We saw it happen last night in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race when Christian Eckes won, and he had to get physical to do it. That hacked off a couple of drivers, namely Taylor Gray, who marched his way down the pit lane and went out into victory lane to have face-to-face words. NASCAR security team members were there. No punches were thrown, but that wasn't for lack of effort or will. Taylor Gray wanted to throw some.
You know, Clay Campbell's got a lot of amenities here at this racetrack, but the one thing that he doesn't have is a therapist. Perhaps maybe he should put one under contract, because it seems like these drivers need a little talking off the ledge at some points over the course of a racing weekend.
That's part of a spotter job and mostly a crew chief job, Steve Post, is to have crew chiefs make their driver understand the big picture. Forget about that driver. Forget about that last lap. You got to think big picture right now.
I remember about an hour ago when Riley Herbst and Jesse Love got into it down there in front of Dave Moody, and literally Jesse got it gathered back up. He was four or five cars behind Riley Herbst. He come barreling into turn number one, and Danny Stockman, his crew chief, got on the radio and told him, "You are messing this up. Get your head back in the game." Getting into an argument early in the race with Riley Herbst is not championship winning, a plan to get to the championship round. The good news is that's the beauty of a crew chief like Danny Stockman. He is very black and white, and that relationship he has with Jesse Love, Jesse received it flawlessly. Within a half a lap, Jesse was settled back in and focused on just racing forward and not worrying about Riley Herbst. So you're absolutely right, Alex, and I like Mike's idea, a therapist up here at this racetrack, because when this is over, when these races are over here at Martinsville, they're ready to tear somebody's head off, and it could be whether you're running for the win, the lead, they're battling out there for 30th and 31st and ready to kill each other as well.
They are. It's fun to to watch this play out. And I guess, Dave Moody, that's why thousands and thousands of people show up to the Martinsville Speedway.
That's exactly right. They don't come here to see the ballet. Nobody's wearing white gloves. Nobody expects to have everybody park peaceably, shake hands, and sing Kumbaya. They come here for the conflict. We saw it on about the third lap of the race when they started jacking each other up, and there's been no cessation of hostility since then, and something tells me we've only just begun.
You know what the amazing thing is that how this sport has evolved in its 75-plus years of existence. We've gone to new markets, we've gone to new racetracks, we've gone to new parts of the country, but there are some tracks that are still on this schedule that have been on it since the sport's existence. Darlington Raceway in South Carolina is one of them. Martinsville Speedway in Virginia is another. That it doesn't matter if you're talking about Dick May, Richard Petty, and Cale Yarborough back from the 60s and 70s, or Kyle Larson and William Byron and Alex Bowman and Denny Hamlin from 2024, or Cole Custer and Eric Almirola in this day and age. It always produces the same racing, and it has produced the same kind of racing ever since they put the first shovel in the ground to build this place.
You're right about that, and it's great to have Clay Campbell continuing to oversee things here on a day-to-day basis in Martinsville Speedway. It was his family, the ones that built this racetrack. Clay literally grew up doing anything and everything possible to continue to make this family business successful. They've since sold the racetrack to NASCAR, but Clay is very much still the one in charge here, and he treats everyone like family. He gets out, he shakes hands with the guests as they're coming through the gates. You'll see him walk around the grandstands or down in the infield. Heck, you'll even see him down at the hot dog stand.
Well, they had